Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
That never happens.
Oh man, it's a good sign. What's going on, my man?
You hear me pretty well.
Oh, I can hear you pretty well.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
Oh man, hello there.
It's been too long.
It's been too long. It's been too many minutes.
The boys are back. The boys are in Des Moines, Iowa, and we're back.
Oh, don't talk to me about Iowa. It's caucus time.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I am the most sorry. Was Nathan in town?
Yes, Nathan. Unfortunately, Nathan's grandfather passed away.
Oh wow, that is less fortunate.
Yes, but Nathan was able to come up for the funeral, and he also was able to spend an evening with us. So it was nice, and Nathan and I actually watched the entire season finale. Like, we binge watched the entire season finale of BoJack Horseman.
Oh. What a time.
Yes, which is one of my favorite shows, and it was a lot to handle as it ended, but it was very good.
It's the final season, right?
Yeah. Yes. So, but it was very good. They did a super good job with it. They were originally supposed to only have 4 episodes, but they were able to get 8, and it made all the difference.
That's good.
Oh goodness. So what is new with you?
Yeah, I was sick for a while. Well, I know you were. Yeah. Your whole household was sick for a while.
Yeah, we just kept, like, volleying it back and forth. It was great.
Yeah, I was only sick for, like, I missed a day and a half.
Oof.
So, day and a half just means I missed a day. I have 2 jobs. So I missed one full day at work, and then I only worked 1 job. Which, when I only work 1 job, it kind of feels like a day off.
Right. You're like, oh.
So.
Doing pretty good.
Huh. Daylight or the opposite, depending on the job. Nighttime? But other than that, I just got sick. Excuse me, worked a bit, and that's the same old, same old. My resolution is for us to put out 5 consistent episodes.
Ooh, I like that resolution. That's a good one. My life
I'm
is like, it's like, I tweeted, I was like, January was the longest fucking year ever. January.
Yeah, and you messaged me because I put something, I forgot what it was. I put something stupid.
But very stupid similar. I was just like, this is.
Oh, it was on January 30th. I put, I'd like to cancel my 30-day free trial of 2020.
Please. Yes, please. I don't want it. I'm going to, can I take my credit card info back, please?
Yeah, I'd like to just cancel your account.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Dude, it was, January was just, it was just rough. For like,
yeah,
for
really
no reason. January.
And not just like personally, like worldly.
Yeah.
Rough. Australia's on fire. Puerto Rico's shaken.
Like, it had like no business being so like extra. I'm like, okay, we get it. 2019 part 2.
Yeah, pretty much.
We feel it. But man, January was just rough. But I did see Star Wars.
But now it's February. Oh yeah, you. Oh my. Okay, Star Wars episode.
So we could talk about Star Wars.
Okay, we're gonna talk later. This is the Star Wars. I don't care that it's not topical and that it's not clickbaity anymore. We're gonna talk Star Wars.
When have we ever been topical? Well,
we tried to do our best. I think we saw Mary Poppins at the right time, but
we had that ointment episode. But besides that, yes, I think we started things off with our Mary Poppins episode. We're like, yeah, cool. We're gonna be nope.
Yeah, we're gonna keep doing. Nope. Okay, I can't see this movie. Me neither. Okay, cool.
Oh,
and then I think we both saw Detective Pikachu. But
yes, we did. We did both see Detective Pikachu.
How is the wife?
She is good. Things are like, she's no longer sick, and things are just, it's like having a house where you just like are constantly bouncing being sick back and forth like among everybody takes such a toll. And then like Killian kept picking up on it, like we were tired and sick when he was feeling good. So he was like, you know what? I'm gonna be a little turd. And we're like, dude.
I thought you were gonna say the opposite. I thought you were gonna say, you know what? I'm gonna be helpful.
No, no, not him. No, she, Karina did. She did have one day where she was like super, super sick, and like she was like stayed in bed. And Killian was like, you know what? I will be super good today. Like he like took care of himself, and Karina was like, I feel like a crap mom because I didn't take care of him. And I'm like, girl, you've raised your son to where like he was like
just about to say.
Emotionally like cognizant enough to be like, mom's not feeling good. I can get an apple out of the fridge. I can get a Capri Sun. Like, I'm good. And
you raised a son with the self-awareness to be like, you know what? Mama's got a lot going on. I can get my own apple. I can get my own Capri Sun. I can watch my own cartoons. I think I'll Scooby-Doo this myself today, Mom.
Yeah, and that's literally what he did. He sat in bed with her and, like, watched cartoons a little bit and everything while she napped. And I was like, girl, I'm proud. Like, y'all are self-sufficient. Like, fancy.
That's a core memory.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the yellow ones.
Exactly. I like his little haircut.
Thank you. That was a complete accident.
Well, Karina cut his hair, right?
Yes. Okay. Karina was like, she cut it. And for those of you that don't know, Killian's used to have like a lot of hair like hanging off to one side.
He had a very hipstery like haircut. It was a good though, not in a bad hipster.
Right. It was a very him haircut. And then he's been talking.
It matched his personality.
It did. It was unique. Unique New York. And
unique New York.
He started back in December saying, like, I'd like a haircut. And we're like, you know what? That's like, you've got a lot of hair. So that's a big, like, commitment. But he kept saying it. So we're like, okay, well, what kind of haircut do you want? And he settled on he wanted a rock star haircut. Which, when we showed him pictures, wasn't like a rock star haircut. It was more so just like that little boy haircut that like they like spike up in the front. And we were like, oh, okay. Well, we went to cut it, and Cranny used the number 9 clippers on the top, and she was like, yeah, this should like give plenty of length, and it did not. And so like. He is,
and number 9 is like nothing. I mean, I think she would have had to use scissors.
Yes, so it was
probably to get what she was wanting.
Yeah, I mean it was all, you know, a big like.
Was he upset?
No, he loved it. Karina was upset. She was like, "Oh no, I cut too much." It was like, "It's
my little faux hawk."
Yeah, so I was like, "It's okay. It will grow." So
it will grow.
Yes,
it grows on you.
It does hair.
That was my favorite because I cut my hair recently too. It was getting kind of, see, my hair is the opposite of killing me. When mine grows out, I get a little afro.
It's super cute.
And it looks okay. It's a super cute little afro. However, just not, I don't know, just was getting a little too much for me. So I just said, you know what? Buzz, buzz, buzz. And I buzzed off my hair. And now I look very Puerto Rican, which is fine.
That's cool now after the Super Bowl.
Exactly. I was about to say, I tweeted, since you talked about tweeting earlier, I said I tweeted during the halftime show. I said, this Super Bowl, this halftime show going to piss off a lot of white people.
Mm-hmm.
And then it did.
Oh, dude. It. Man, so for those of you that don't know about the Super Bowl, J-Lo and Shakira got out in scantily clad outfits. Not like they were tasteful.
We're fine. Yeah. I mean, as I mean, I'm sure you've seen the meme of Adam Levine being shirtless.
Yeah, I mean, last year, with like, yeah. All the soccer moms were complaining about Adam Levine being nude.
Yeah, I mean, and then, like, you know, there was once a nipple in the halftime show. Yeah, so.
Like.
So, this is pretty tame compared to that.
I mean, like, they're like, oh, they brought a stripper pole out and my children can't watch this. I'm like, okay, like, if you don't want. This is nothing. This is literally just what's on TV at all times right now. Like, yeah. Get over it. Calm down. Plus, they weren't wearing anything worse than what any of the cheerleaders are wearing.
Thank you. That's been my, like, the comparison of the cheerleaders. Like, the cheerleaders wear way less clothing than what Shakira and J-Lo were wearing.
Yes. It's like, y'all, calm down. Also, can we talk about how the 50-year-old woman is pole dancing better than me? Like, come on.
Yeah. I saw a post that was like, "You're not concerned. You're not a concerned parent. You're racist."
Yes. Like, I can't get over it. It's like y'all all need to calm down.
Calm it down. Just bring it all the way down.
Did you have any favorites to win the Super Bowl?
I didn't care. I was so, like, my cousins are 49ers fans. Oh,
sorry for them.
Yeah, I didn't care. I was fine either way. I really like the quarterback for the Chiefs. I think he's like a nice young man.
Yeah, I
with a lot of talent.
Yeah. No, the Chiefs are the ones that beat the Titans, and I was like loosely following the games. Like, I'm not a football person, yeah. But I'm like, oh, okay. A team from my state is doing okay. Let's watch that.
Yeah.
So
I like Tennessee.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'll watch this and everything. And like, they kept like showing Mahone and everything. I was like, this is a cool dude. I'm rooting for him. So I was like, this is.
And they're both quarterbacks were like very differently handsome. That makes sense.
Yeah. Like, Mahone was like a young, like, boyish, like, easygoing, yeah, handsome. And then the 49ers,
Jimmy Garoppolo
was like
the jawline handsome.
Jawline handsome. I was like, we get it, bro. Your jaw lifts.
Yeah, like, calm down. So I drove a bit far for the game, but I have some friends from high school that I still see. And they moved to Vero Beach, and so they've been having us come over like every, like, once a month to have us come over and we hang out. And this time we just decided to make it the Super Bowl.
Well, that's totally dope, dude.
And so it was kind of a pain to drive an hour 45 minutes and then drive an hour 45 minutes back. But, you know, friendship. I'd do it for you. I'd drive 9 hours to watch the Super Bowl, then 9 hours back.
Oof.
Yeah. Big oof. Maybe I take that.
Yeah, back. I'm like, that's a lot of hours. That's like two Super Bowls.
Two Super Bowls.
Oh, man. So, goodness.
But yeah, you heard it here first, moms. Mom, sorry if you're the moms that don't like this halftime show. Your boys liked it.
It was good. My son liked it, so.
But your boy likes the girls. I've told that story. Okay, for those who don't know... for new listeners, new moms, Killian and company came to the park not too long ago, a couple of months ago, and I joined them, and I brought some of my friends that were also there, so I spent a little bit of time with my friends, and majority of the time I spent with my friends who don't live in Florida, obviously, and so we took them to the Beauty and the Beast restaurant and said, let's go meet the Beast, because my friends work there, and they're two young women who happen to be young, attractive women.
And they were very nice.
And they were very nice, yes. That is the most important thing. They were two very nice young ladies. So...
My son.
Killian, you know, yeah. So, we meet them at the Be Our Guest restaurant, and Killian sees me, gives me a quick little hug, and then goes, "Oh, hello, ladies." Pretty much, like, "Okay, Gabe, get out of the way."
Literally,
yeah, yeah. I see.
Hi, girls.
I saw you yesterday. Hello, girls. He calls them sisters. They're not sisters, but it's fine. And so now, occasionally, Dylan will send me a text that starts very nice, and then immediately I go, "Aw," because it starts with, "Can we go?" Killian today asked, "Can we go to Epcot with Gabe?"
And the girls.
And the girls. Yes, I imagine there is that pause every single time. So I am just a gateway to him getting to...
The girls.
Said girls. Which, you know what? Hey, I'll take it. He knows my name. Which is all I wanted.
Oh, man. So yesterday, like, it's been raining nonstop in Tennessee, like, since January started. Which is part of why, like, January has sucked so much here.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, like, ugh, it's so much. But we actually had 2 days where it was sunny. Saturday and Sunday actually were sunny. Well, Sunday Sunday afternoon, I was like, "Hey, Killian, let's take your Captain America electric ATV thing.
I love that so much too.
And let's go for a drive. Like, you can drive it, and like we'll like walk in like our suburb and everything." He gets on his thing. We've done this before, and he goes, "So I'm driving?" I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Let's go to the airport." I'm like, "Okay." He goes, "Let's go to the airport and then go to Disney. And then, Daddy, we can see a parade." Parades are fun.
It's fun because the Super Bowl parade happened.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. And I was like, they literally flew this dude down there like immediately after the Super Bowl.
Well, they were the Super Bowl was in Miami.
Oh, duh. So, yeah, he was just right there.
So, ready to go. I mean, they probably did fly because that's like an hour flight.
Yeah.
But, hey, he was ready.
Yeah, he was. I mean, you saw his tweet from like 7 years ago.
Yeah, I saw that. Demi had one. Demi Lovato had one, too. I love Demi Lovato. She's one of my gals.
Oh, yeah. No, Demi Lovato is... A lot of great things to say about Demi Lovato, but I think
very few negatives.
I think that my number one thing to say about Demi Lovato is how could Handy Mandy mess that up? Silly Handy Mandy.
Oh, silly Handy Mandy.
Because you know that's the voice actor for Handy Mandy is God. His name is gone from my memory, but he was Fez on that 70s show.
Yeah, Will...
Valderrama. There it is.
Yeah, there we go. He was also the host of a show called Yo Mama.
Oh, really?
On MTV, yeah, where they got people and they did a Yo Mama jokes contest.
Good for anyways, him.
Not important. Not important. He's doing it. So we're all doing things.
We're all busy. Yeah, no. Good for Demi Lovato. She's dealt with a lot in her life. I'm happy to see her doing good.
Anytime somebody can overcome abuse, I'm a fan of it. Anyways, so update on people game hate update.
Ooh, yes, I love these.
So we all know how I feel about Johnny Depp.
I wanted to text you so bad, but I was like, we'll talk.
But apparently, which this was, I thought this was pretty common knowledge anyways. So do you know more? I feel like you might know about this than I do, honestly, because I just saw like a post.
I saw a couple of different posts and everything. I didn't like deep dive into it, but I saw that it was being reported by like reputable sources. So I was like, all right, cool. Let's see if anybody like really picks up on it or anything, if the narrative changes at all. But I've seen a lot of people defending Johnny Depp.
Well, the point is, I feel like it was mutually done. That makes sense. To some degree.
I feel like they were mutually abusive to each other.
Yes. And so, it doesn't change. I still stand by him being a bad person. It's literally the only issue I had with him. But now there's like a leak, I guess leak audio, where you can hear Johnny Depp's, are they married, wife?
They are divorced now, but it's...
Makes sense. Ex-wife being a bit abusive to the Deppster.
Yeah, the whole thing is like a full hour in length, and she goes on and like recites like all the different times that she physically assaulted him, and then she calls him bad names for being such a pansy, I will say, and like not being, and which is a very common thing with like men that are abused. Women will belittle them and say, "Yo, you're not man enough to handle like me throwing a lamp at your head, or like me like you know coming after you and like hurting you." So it wasn't super dope, and I'm not like defending their situation or him, right? I'm just explaining like
we are just reporting news.
Like male abuse is a thing, and as you know, people are always trying to say man up. It's like, no, like
yeah, and then what? Hit her? Is that what you want her to do? Want him to do?
Okay. Yeah, it's
Let's use our brain. Okay, anyway, it doesn't matter. Johnny Depp. Sorry, dude. You get one from me. You get one sorry from me. Sorry you went through that. That's rough. Everybody gets one. That's yours. Now, moving on. Did you... Ooh. So, I don't get affected usually at all too much when any, like, celebrities pass away or musicians or anything like that. But for whatever reason, Kobe Bean Bryant hit me really hard.
See, it didn't hit me very hard, like, because I'm just not, like, a basketball person.
Yeah.
Now, I 100%, like, it sucks. Like, I was like, oh, man. Like,
well, the whole situation, like, the kid involved, all the kids involved, and all the families involved, like, that made it, like, really, 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 that really twisted my mind.
Yes. It,
but I think also because, like, you're not a real, I'm more of a sports guy. So, LeBron James, a basketball player.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Recently, he plays for the Lakers, a basketball team. And literally, it happened Sunday. And on Saturday, LeBron James passed Kobe Bryant on the all-time scoring list of, like, all-time basketball players. And then Sunday, so they were doing, like, oh, what does this mean? Kobe-LeBron comparisons, you know, like, tribute to Kobe and his career because somebody just passed him. You know what I mean? He was just in the news and being celebrated. And then literally the next day, we find out that happens. And it was just a weird coincidence, like, circumstance.
A weird sequence of events, like.
Yeah. And he's just one of those personalities, like, so he's one of those people, for those who don't know, that, like, he outworks everybody. Yeah. That's just his thing. Like, there's literally stories of him just, like, living in, I remember there was a story that, and he does, like, mind games with his opponents and stuff, too. Like, he just, any edge he can get. And so, like, Tracy McGrady, another basketball player, always, like, grew up around the same time as Kobe. They were in the off season, and they were, like, living together for a couple of months while they were traveling or something. I don't know what it was. And Tracy McGrady said to Kobe, oh, I'm going to go hit the gym and, shoot them hoops for a little while. Or however one says that. And Kobe goes, man, it's the off season. What do you mean? Like, relax. And then Tracy McGrady goes, okay, whatever. And then Lily goes outside, and Kobe Bryant is, like, in a full sweat, like, just shooting hoops, practicing his craft for, like, hours. And it's just I don't know. He's just one of those crazy people that I wish I had that drive for something.
Right. I'm like, I mean, the money, I'm sure, helps. But, I mean, that passion.
Yeah. But, hey, a lot of them have that money, but don't do the same kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Same kind of thing.
Like, the Nashville Predators right now, slipping over into hockey. Like, we're doing garbage right now. Like, we are doing horrible. And I hate, like. I love being a fan of the Preds, and I'm like, I'm behind them 100%. But we've been really we've acquired a lot of, like, bandwagon fans over the past, like, 3 years, because, like, we've had some really solid runs in the playoffs, which generates a lot of excitement, which is great. But, like, we're having a bad season right now, and, like, all the memes are just, like, the worst. Everybody's like, get your brown paper bags, and this team's never been good. And I'm like, okay, y'all, calm down.
Calm down.
Everybody y'all calm need down. To all chill out. But, like, getting to paid athletes, like, we actually have, like, our top six highest paid athletes, with the exception of our goaltender, are our lowest scorers. It's all the people that have 1 year contracts who are, like, super, like, up there. And I'm like, yeah, I like that. Let's all the 1 year contract guys are like, you know, I would like to keep a spot. I'm gonna play super hard. So
yeah,
exactly. We were watching, like, a little bit of the Super Bowl. And I was like, I just love to watch millionaires, like clap each other on the shoulder. That was a good job, 49er player. Thank you, Chief player.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me as a... I was the ultimate, like, cheesy... cheesy, too good nice competitor. Like, oh, good play. Wait a jump there,
good play. Good sack.
There's a... Yeah, there's a player that used to play in the football... We'll stop soon, because this is not this podcast. But there's a player that used to play in the NFL named Andrew Luck, and every time, like, there's a lot of audio of him, like he'd be, like, getting hit by somebody. He'd be like, oh, good hit, 57. Like,
I he was love just, it.
Like, that guy.
I love it so much.
Yeah, and he, like... Yeah, it was great. Like, I'll try
yes,
to find
like,
a good clip, and I'll send it to you. Back
yes.
to things that matter, like nerdiness.
Yeah.
You know the Bad Lip Reading channel, right? So they put out, you know how they have a song?
Yes.
They have Star Wars music videos, right? They have one called mm-hmm. Seagulls that was like crazy popular.
I have.
Have you heard Seagulls? Okay, well, that, I don't know if you heard
not.
My Stick, but it is the newest one and it uses clips from the
really?
Last Jedi. And it is enjoyable. It is probably my favorite of the three that they've done.
I need to check
ooh,
that out.
Indeed.
Then.
Yes, you too. But
yes.
Speaking of Star Wars.
Okay.
Let's get into this. Okay.
All right.
Now we can go all in. Your
oof. I
oof indeed.
Yes.
Okay, let's go for it. Did you like it?
Did you like it?
Okay. Enough. I like it enough.
I enjoyed it. Like I think I've said it before. I'm a very casual Star Wars fan. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I consider myself semi-casual as well. Like I'm not as I'm okay. I'm more than casual, but less than a like,
yeah
a crazy a super fan. I'm like somewhere in between. I like good movies. I like
yeah.
that. So okay, let's start from the beginning. Okay, let's. What did you
like? I liked more Poe Dameron. He's a character that I enjoy. Mm. I feel like they actually, like, gave him, like, stuff to do. And, like, he actually, like, got an opportunity to step up, which was nice to see. They actually let Finn do Finn things that he should have been doing in the second movie. But he really didn't go anywhere or really do anything. He was just kind of there. But along for the ride, but he did stuff. So, cool.
Yeah.
They literally shit all over Rose and were like, nope. Fucking buddy. Yeah. And they tossed her aside.
Yeah. I mean, there's even a point where, like, Finn's like, come with us. And she's like, nah. Fans don't want
literally.
That.
Literally. She was just like,
no.
No.
No. No, she said, I have to stay here and study the Death Star, whatever. The
right.
schematics of the whatever. Which, then, they didn't even use that when they needed to find something
yeah.
on the thing she was studying. They could have easily just called back to that.
Yeah,
that way she's had some value. Instead of just being like, yeah, you know how fans hated you and were kind of racist? Yeah, we're not going to defend you at all. We're just going to kind of
literally
not put you in the movie much.
Literally. I was like, okay, JJ.
Anyways, good.
Visually,
yeah,
I liked it a lot. I thought it was really pretty. The sword fight, the lightsaber battle, right?
Yeah.
The lightsaber battle on, like on the crashed Death Star, like between Kylo and Rey. Beautiful. Really liked that.
Yeah.
Like Rey developing like healing powers with the Force was flipping wild. I was like, what are we doing now? Which, right?
I'm sorry, come again for big
they
fun?
Precursed this with, they did it perfectly with The Mandalorian, though.
Yeah, they really, I think the movie came out first and The Mandalorian. Because, yeah, the movie came out, technically the movie comes out Thursday. And then Mandalorian came out every Friday. So they were like,
right. Yeah, JJ was like, back to back. Hey, Faggy, could you do me a favor?
Hey, yeah.
Real quick.
I just need you to tie this in really quick.
Yeah, just anybody. Not a big deal. Just anyone.
Just the future of Star Wars depends on it.
Please, God.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, no, I feel like Lando was just kind of like, hey, I'm here. Hey, I'm what's Lando. Up? He's like, I was like, oh, okay, all right, hi, yeah. welcome.
Did you know that was Lando? Like, I knew that was Lando right away. When
yeah, I did not.
It was one of those things where it was like obviously made to be a reveal, and there was no right way left to reveal. So I was like, obviously, I did lean over to somebody at some point in the movie and say, like before the movie, I was like, oh, what do you think's gonna happen? Like, who do you think maybe is gonna die? And I said, spoiler for the movie. I leaned over and I said, I think Chewie might die in this movie. And then there was the Chewie fake.
That was.
So I was like, oh, I did it. That was me.
That was a lot Chewie. I wasn't ready for. I was like, oh no, oh god.
It was especially for I kind of wish that would have stayed. I don't know. I like stakes in movies. I enjoy a lot more movies when I feel like a
good right. medium. Right. No. Stake, I agree.
You know? I'm just kidding. I enjoy movies more when I don't feel like everybody. I feel like when I feel like okay, somebody could die at any moment now. I don't like being like, well, Rey's obviously not going to die. Like I don't like
plot right. armor. Like, I don't want you feeling like you're invincible.
And so which is why. Yeah, like it should feel. At any point, I like to feel like Rogue One is really enjoyable because, okay, Rogue One's a little more on the extreme. I was like, I know everybody's going to die, but it was the anticipation of how and when and all that stuff. And so, that's why I like Avengers: Infinity War more than Endgame is because
there was a lot of gravity to it.
a lot of gravity, yeah. So yeah, anyway, I didn't expect the way Chewie was going to die. I didn't expect Rey to kill
Chewie. I, like, watching it, like, I freaked out, like, for a moment, and then I went, wait, like, all the commercials have Lando and Chewie flying the Falcon. Like, what? So I was like,
yeah,
you haven't subverted any of my expectations.
But also, like, Disney, Marvel, in particular.
That's
like,
true, which I can respect that. But
we're at a time in our lives where movie companies have to fake us out because the internet, we dive into things.
Which I'm for it. I'm here for it.
I'm here for it, yeah. I'm sure they enjoy it. Like, how are we going to trick these
silly fans? So, yeah, tell me.
I enjoyed that it was a Finn, mm-hmm. Poe, and Rey adventure. Because we've yet to see them all together.
I did like that.
On an adventure. I enjoyed very... So, this whole film, the whole trilogy, Rey's been my favorite. But now that it's all said and done, Kylo is my favorite. Like, it's not even close. I think they kind of maybe ruined Rey a little bit for me this movie. Not ruined, but like I like her less.
Yeah,
a little
bit. I mean, they're I'm just like, I don't even know like what to do.
No, I don't really, I can't put my finger on what it is, but for whatever reason, I just she didn't do it for me this movie. And usually, I mean, she was on my top three when we chose our three.
Oh, I know.
Our three celebrities. Daisy Ridley was there, and she's still there, but this movie was a little iffy on the Rey stuff for me. Leia is my favorite character in Star Wars, and I don't know how I felt about the all of a sudden Leia's lightsaber, Leia's Jedi training. Yeah. Like, I don't know how I feel about that. I get it. It makes sense that Leia would have done some sort of training. It makes 100% sense. And I am okay with it. But there were two other movies where that probably could have been helpful. Especially in the last one where Luke was just kind of like by himself.
So very like...
you know? So, and like, I get... I understand Carrie Fisher, unfortunately, no longer with us. Maybe we would have got to see like a cool little Leia lightsaber moment or something. So I understand. But they didn't have to write that. It was just kind of... So my main issue with the movie is nothing felt real. Everything felt like, okay, this person, you're going to say this line so that this person can say this cool action film line. And then you're going to say this so this person can say this cool line or this joke. It never, it didn't feel like any real conversation.
A lot of it, I mean, a lot of it did really feel like setups for like, okay, we have to... We have this is our exposition we have to hit. Like we need to like make sure these portions of the story are getting told. So you just say this and there's not gonna be a lot of real reaction to it. But we will get there.
Yeah. And so I enjoy the movie enough, but like I said, I have a lot of problems. Another problem. First off, the kiss. I hated the kiss. I'm just going to get that out of the way. But anyways, I don't know how you felt about the kiss. But, yeah, I did not like the kiss. The whole time I was like, I swear to God, they kiss. I'm throwing something. And then they kissed. And the whole theater gasped, obviously. But I was very upset about the kiss. I hated it. Anyways, I even said, I was like, the only people I want kissing in my Star Wars movies are
you know what? Relatives. Keep it pure. Keep it in the family.
Keep it pure. Yeah, I hated that. So I enjoyed the fight between Rey and Kylo, like you said, but also I felt like other fights had, like in other movies, had way more like levity to them. Like I didn't really feel a lot of like,
there was
a lot of weight to them.
It was a good any of the fight fights in this movie, but it wasn't what. But it wasn't well one where I knew, like, a fight where, like the fight between Obi-Wan and, like, Count Dooku. And I'm like, yeah, I did not know how that was going to turn out. I didn't know who was going to best who. I knew, like, Obi-Wan was going to survive it. I didn't think Count Dooku was going to be, like, you know, killed. You know, this, I'm like, okay, I know neither of them are going to be killed here. Like, there's no, like, real, like...
Yeah, even when... Kylo was stabbed in the stomach, I was like, well, that's not gonna lie. Like, she literally just killed a giant snake. So that was obviously for something else. Right. That was obviously gonna be for something else. So like, compared to, like, Kylo versus Luke in the last movie, not even, no. Kylo versus Luke and Kylo and Rey versus the guards after he killed Snoke.
That was cool.
Are a million times better, in my opinion, than any fight in this movie. In my personal opinion, like for the Knights of Ren with the photo these cool badasses, and then Kylo beat the mess out of them.
Yeah, as soon as he got like, a weapon. That was my big like. I was so hype to see the like Knights of Ren like do some cool stuff because like literally all I know is that they are amazing fighters.
And then we don't even see them fight; we see them just walk Chewie to a ship.
Yeah.
And get beat up by Kylo Ren as soon as he's given a utensil to do some damage. Like, he's kind of holding his own by himself, and then as soon as he's given a weapon, it is immediately GG. So, that was my... Like, the guards in the last movie should have just been the Knights of Ren, because that fight was a million times better.
No, you go ahead. I was agreeing with you.
I just feel like I'm saying.
Oh no! Things.
I did not. I don't. So there was no. And I understand not everything needs to be explained, but there was really no reason the Emperor was back, like, or like how.
Yeah, they were just kind of like, literally, the Emperor's back. Like the first words.
Yeah, which, to some degree, I liked, but also like. Nobody had questions. no like throwaway line of like how, and I get it. No body, no death.
Yeah.
I like comic books. I get it. But at the same time, like, they usually explain it like, oh, time travel or, you know, whatever. So I just didn't enjoy.
Canonically, I think, because Rey's like, what, 20? You know? So Rey's like 20.
Yeah, I would say about 20.
And then, so I mean, it's only 40 or so years after Palpatine's death, really, that like we're at where we're at, you know, give or take. I'm sure somebody's like, it's 41, and somebody's like, it's 36 years. But my biggest thing,
I know he'd be alive. Like, I understand his age. Well, actually, I don't know. He was old in the freaking prequels, but but like he was thrown down the shaft.
He got the shaft. Like, my big thing is, like, who's out here banging Palpatine to where he has a granddaughter? Like, he's like, you're my granddaughter.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Who? I have a feeling that's going to be changed in the future.
Yeah, I...
Like, a retcon. I think they're going to do more movies with this cast. I do. Maybe not like everybody, but I think Finn could get his own movie because he's force sensitive, and I feel like a lot of things are left ambiguous. Like Kylo going, "Let's find out," to that girl that he was trying to sleep with.
I'm just.
I also made a joke about Finn meeting Kylo because literally they're like Finn meeting Lando. Because, like, at this point in Star Wars, they're the only two
actors. Yeah, it's fair to say. Them and Childish Gambino. No, but... No.
Yeah.
Who is also Lando. Yeah. No, I... I wanted so much more from Finn. Like, I'm like, you've got this character that's Force-sensitive. And you just let him go on an adventure to free some horses?
Yeah, I knew they were gonna be riding horses. I was like, "Oh, they're gonna." He was like, "I have an idea."
I was just like, "I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it." Like,
say what you will about The Last Jedi, but The Last Jedi to me had a clear beginning, middle, and end, like arc. And this kind of felt like it was doing a lot of things. It felt very fan servicey, which is great because the movies are for fans, especially like the last one. You know what was also fan servicey? Yes. Avengers Endgame. But to me, they handled still making a good movie, fan servicey, action wise, cool lines. You know, when Captain America said Avengers Assemble, it didn't make any sense. They were already assembled.
Yeah.
They already all showed up. If he would have said Avengers Assemble and then Falcon would have been like, on your left, and then whatever, that would have made sense. But it didn't make any sense. It was a cool line that we've been waiting for. But you know what? Who cares? He had Mjolnir.
You know, the big difference between the Marvel Cinematic Universe and then the Star Wars films, Marvel has been literally under the same guidance from Iron Man. Iron Man.
Kevin Feige.
It was like, they made Iron Man like, we're going to do a thing. We're going to try to do a thing.
We're going to hire one person to keep the vision in line.
Yeah, WandaVision.
Vision, huh? To keep the WandaVision in line. That makes sure everything is canonical and everything stays in the up and up. And we're going to trust this person and their final decisions. And now we have one cohesive film, which... There's a lot of cans in the cookie jar.
Yeah, like
Star Wars. So
yeah, like that is JJ a good point. Was just like, I'm gonna do this first one. It's gonna be pretty good. It's gonna be good. It's gonna set up some stuff. Everybody's gonna be like, there's a lot of parallels to A New Hope. And that's fine. Not a parallel. But you know what? I'm gonna give this to Rian Johnson, who is a fantastic filmmaker. He's very good. I haven't seen Knives Out yet, but I've heard it's amazing, and he wrote and directed it.
Oh,
I'm like, I know you can do good stuff. And like, I didn't I didn't hate it. I did not hate the movie, but I'm like, there's just so much character work that could have been done for Finn.
Yeah.
Finn. Yeah, I am. It was such a cool character concept, and there was so much more they could have done with it. And I didn't hate Rose. I liked Rose. Yeah. But, like, everybody had to be really douchey about, like, you know, I mean, we've said it a million times. The people that hate Star Wars most are Star Wars fans. But
it's true.
Star Wars more than Star Wars fans. It's my favorite quote. Okay. So how do you feel about Poe and Finn not being a couple? Were you one? Are you a fan of Poe Finn?
Like when they hugged, I dead ass thought they were gonna kiss.
Which there was a
lesbian kiss was so cute. No,
yeah, and so I saw a lot of people like hating it, like, oh, they could have made such an opportunity, yada yada yada. And then I was listening to my other podcast. And the guy was explaining how somebody wrote an article about how it's good to have if in film also men that can have a relationship like that without wanting to also.
Yeah, like it's,
you know what I mean? Like it is a good for young boys.
It's nice to see
well.
Like men being platonic with each other. Like,
yeah, because you and I are kind of two relatively sensitive dudes.
Hell,
we'd
yeah.
Hug on a Death Star, you know, I don't know. And so, like, that kind of represents us to some degree, and we don't want to. I mean, I touch
it's a cute butt,
you know what I mean? I don't crave it.
No, but like, I didn't think about it that way, but yeah, no, it is fantastic to have, you know, men being seen. You know, they don't have to be. I mean, they were cool dudes.
Being emotional with each other and being like, wow, I'm happy you're here. You know, like, it's great. That's once I heard that, I was like, you know what? I didn't think about that. And I understand the argument, like, Disney could use this opportunity. But they did. They still did a girl-on-girl kiss. What, that sounded like I was sexualizing it. They still did a
No. I wanted to see where you're gonna go with it. But no. There were two women, a same sex kiss. It was great.
And then I got a second. I mean, it wasn't, obviously they could have did more. They could have did maybe Rose and somebody. Or another, like, I can't think of another character who would be a little more relevant.
I'm picking up Chip,
like Elsa. Elsa could have been like, I'm here, I'm gay. And I'm
in here,
Star.
I'm gay, and I'm in space.
And I'm new in town. Thank you.
Unexpected John Mulaney.
Unexpected Mulaney. I
think my favorite thing was, like, every time you talk about this movie, you're like, I didn't like. So I'm like, my favorite thing, and I am a sucker for, like, world building and, like, jumping, like, worlds and, like, little details and everything. And this movie did such a good job of, like, jumping, like, all over the place and, like, showing some cool stuff. So I enjoyed it visually, which, oddly enough, I saw Dr. Doolittle as well, and they did a stellar job at that. Like, the world building for the Dr. Doolittle movie was so good. I liked the Dr. Doolittle movie. I heard that it did not do well, but I saw it with Killian.
Did not do well.
He liked it, so
exactly. And that's all that matters. Okay, so where does this rank out of the three?
I like The Force Awakens the most. This is a number two, and The Last Jedi is third.
Heard. For me, it is The Last Jedi number one, Force Awakens number two, and this is the last place for me. I didn't, like I said, it's fine.
Yeah.
I liked it enough. Where does this, now this is my favorite thing to ask about now. Where does this rank on your third movies of Star Wars trilogies? So between episode 3, episode 6, and now episode 9.
Ooh.
I'll go first for this one. For me, it's episode 6. Yep, episode 6. The original trilogy, end of the original trilogy. Then it's episode 3, where Obi-Wan and Anakin have their
high ground
moment. Yeah, where the high ground is established, and then it's this one. For me personally, this is my favorite thing to ask people, because a little harder of a question, because people have their pretty clear distinctions of how they feel about these three movies. But when you throw this one at them, it's like, ooh, that's a good point. It didn't really. This is the last movie, and I don't enjoy it as much. As the
six
other
through
last
nine,
movies.
Definitely. So same setup as you.
Same
I will say yeah. I did cry like at the epilogue of the movie when like Rey like goes and like puts away the lightsabers and everything. Yeah. It's the same shot, and Rey's like, "I'm Rey Skywalker." I was like, "Ooh, oh, that got me."
My favorite Star Wars meme so far has been the one where Peter Parker says, "Oh, we're using our made up names." When Rey says that, and that's funny. There was so when they got to that point. Have you been to Epcot since they changed the fireworks show?
I did not
show?
Get to see the new fireworks show, but I was there.
Well, there's like kites.
Yeah,
and you were there. I was
running
there
past it. We were running past like, it for something.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah,
there's like kites and stuff in it, right? And so C-3PO. When they get to that, where they find Lando and all that, he said, "This is the festival. It's a land of food and delectable treats and colorful kites." You couldn't see me, but I was miming.
Of course, I could hear
his arms a little bit. You know, like pulls him up like this. But, cool. So he says, "You know, delectable food and colorful kites." And I'm willing to run away. Is that Epcot? So
I love
my
it.
Joke of the movie. I do my best. Okay. Okay. How many
Babbo Fricks?
Oh, I didn't say Babbo Fricks. How many Fricks out of 5? I'll give it 3 Fricks.
I will also give it 3 Fricks. I enjoyed it. Had some issues with it, but I mean, it was still. I am happy I saw it.
Had a good enough time. Yeah, I saw it twice. So I supported the mouse as much as I could. Oh, Hamilton's getting the live.
Yeah. Next October. Pass. I'm like, about that. We're definitely I know what we're doing. Yeah. 2021.
Is it 2021?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be here so before far. You know.
I mean, yes, but ugh.
Side note.
All right.
I did look up how much Doolittle made.
Oh, yeah, it's not a lot. It's like...
It had a
like
budget of $175 million. So, it's been out 18 days. Yeah, it's $127 so far. I'm like, oof. Rough.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not good. Sorry. I don't understand why... So... If I'm an actor, let's say I'm Robert Downey Jr., the first thing I'm doing after Iron Man is adopt a Doolittle movie.
Apparently had this script, and he has wanted to make this movie for 10 years.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, no,
I
that's...
that then. Because Chris Evans, he did Knives Out, which is like a, not indie film, but like a lesser-known property, kind of, because Chris Evans, he's been wanting to like get more indie. I know for a while. And I think he is way better at comedy than he is anything else.
Yes.
He was a great Captain America. But
he had my
a good
favorite Super Bowl commercial.
I'll tell you what.
He ain't got a pocket.
Yeah,
job,
the boss
man.
One. I love there were a lot of office actors in these.
There
Super
were. Good for them.
Notice that?
I, I'm happy for them.
Dwight was in one. And then the Stratton Straggler was in one.
He
the
sure Stratton was. Strangler was in one.
There's also, I read a theory that Gabe was the Stratton Strangler. And I don't, I understood where it came from, but
no, it is one hundo Toby.
One hundo Toby.
All right.
It is that time. 5 weeks
That's
in a
the
row.
Goal. It's the dream.
You heard it here first. We got the stick out of the way. That is a bebe. It is out of the system. Oh, God. Corona. Get stopped.
Grab the lives.
Grab the coronas. Yeah. 6 out of the way. We're going to do our best because we love the moms. We love each other. And most of all, we. Yep.
And most of all, yep.
I was going to quote, was it Madeline? No. Matilda? It's one of the things. It was, we love our bread.
We love our each butter, other. But most and of I all, believe that is Madeline.
Yeah. But it is Madeline. They live in a house covered in vines, I tell you what. Anyways, thank you for listening. Go listen to Morning Cup of Murder if you like murder and you like cups. Go follow That One Couple TV where you can see Killian's haircut, probably. Go follow Dungeons and Dylans. Follow Gym Leader Gabe, all on Instas. Go... follow your dreams. Yes, please. It is 2020. Go follow your dreams.
Bye.
Have a great day.